The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Did you know, Manisha, that an estimated 1.7 billion adults worldwide are still excluded from the global economy, lacking access to any financial services?
Yeah, but payment startup Toons is making it their mission to solve one of the world's most pressing problems, which is making financial services global and accessible to everyone. And 2019 was a very good year for Toons.
Yes, indeed. Just a few months back, Toons obtained regulatory approval from the Monetary Authority of Singapore for payment service in Singapore. This is a very big step for them.
Yeah, in mid last year, Toons bagged $10 million in Series A funds. So what does it mean for Toons to get the regulatory approval from MAS, and what plans does Toons have for the year 2020?
Yes, to tell us more, we have in the studio Pieter de Kaluwa. He is the executive chairman of Toons from Belgium. So tell us more about Toons. What does Toons actually mean? I'm intrigued with the name.
Yes, good morning. So Toons is actually a French word. It stands for money. It's a slang word. So we were looking for a strong name that could be linked to the activity of the company.
I mean, tell us a little bit about the history. Why did this company come about? And of course, it's very intriguing that you have this sort of mission behind you as well.
Yes, correct. So we have been working for years in emerging markets as a team, seeing like different payment instruments going from cash to electronic payments. You see a lot of initiatives coming up, mobile money accounts, which are launched by mobile operators like M-Pesa in Africa. You have wallets launched by Grab-looking companies. You have the wallets like PayPal, etc. And all these instruments globally in all these emerging markets, we talk about 100 plus countries. They are very successful. They are trying to fight the cash of the world. What we are looking at is connecting them to each other so that basically everybody can move money from one account to the other account very easily and seamlessly.
Is that one of the reasons why you're in Singapore? Because this is such a hotbed for fintech finance.
Yes, so we are, the company was founded here in Singapore. We have, our initial license was in the UK. Because our second hub was London, and we licensed the company first with the UK regulator. The UK regulator has a high, I would say, recognition in emerging markets, especially Africa. So that was a reason to go for UK. After a year and a half, we started working on our Singapore license because we want to expand in Asia Pacific, especially Southeast Asia, where we see same story, a lot of people who are unconnected, underserved from the economy. They can't move money across borders very easily, so we want to make it our mission that we help them to move money very easily.
Well, we're very happy that you are headquartered in Singapore, but you are on Money FM, Pieter, and we want to know exactly how much money does Toons process in the course of a calendar year?
Yes, so last year we did around slightly above $3 billion US dollar. So
wow.
It's an equivalent of US dollar. I need to put it in US dollar. We can do it in other currencies, but we obviously move money from one country to the other, and there is always an exchange that happens there.
Let's just talk about what we really mean when we talk about cross-border real-time payments. What are the key areas that come into play?
Yes, so if we look at Singapore, we are very spoiled here with a system of banks and payment instruments which works very well. If we go out for a drink, I can transfer you money within a second. Just I open my phone, whatever the system is, I'm not going to mention names, we can move money, and a second later you get a ping and you receive the money. Well, if you look now into countries around us here, this exists sometimes not in countries. It's all being built by very successful companies and fintech companies around. But what doesn't happen is that if, for example, somebody from, let's say, Kenya wants to pay you here in Singapore, it will take easily a day, 2 days, 3 days before the money arrives. And the cost structure in between is very high. So if we can do it to say, look, the Kenyan person has a drink with you here in Singapore and want to transfer you $10, if we can make it happen that it's the same experience that you and me have currently in Singapore, that would be a massive improvement for cross-border. So that's the instant payments across this border.
This is the Breakfast Huddle. We are talking to Pieter de Kaluwa, executive chairman of Toons. And, you know, it's all about the products that you can offer. So break down exactly what Toons offers across the spectrum.
Correct. So I would compare Toons with we are building an infrastructure, see it like an MRT. We are building stations, and we call the stations our members from us, from the network. So, for example, GrabPay will be a member, M-Pesa in Africa will be a member, PayPal will be a member, Bcash will be a member. So we connect all these members on our network. So, of course, if you have an MRT network with multiple stations, you can transport from A to B, from B to A. If you put a third station, you can do A to B, B to C, C to A, etc. So the more stations you put, the more members we connect to the network, the more switching we can do of countries, seat like difference. So currently we have around 300 members. We have an ambition to grow this to 2,000 in the next 2 years. And obviously you see an exponential growth. The more members you add, the more you can transport. It's the same like an MRT. If you put more stations, you will automatically have more people being transported, more options, more selections. And that's what we're building off.
You mentioned growth, and I'm quite curious to understand how much you have grown over the last few years. And what are your target markets for the future?
Yeah, sure. The growth has been, I would say, we have been doubling year over year. So the $3 billion US dollar was last year that I mentioned. This year we will do slightly above $6 billion US dollar. So we doubled, and we have the ambition again to double it next year. The future where we focus on countries is obviously, I call them growth markets. I don't like the word emerging countries, but growth markets where we see a lot of fintech companies coming up, bank infrastructure being modernized, fintech companies who attack cash is especially interesting for us. So we look at Southeast Asia, huge population. Everybody says Southeast Asia, but we all know it's multiple countries, multiple cultures, multiple currencies. Africa is the same story. We say Africa, but it's 70, 80 countries with each of them their own challenges. So for us, this is where we drive. We really want to address those countries and address those problems.
We're in the company of Peter de Kalua, the executive chairman of Toons, based here in Singapore. He's originally from Belgium, and Toons is a collaboration with Western Union. They also conduct payment services with established licensed financial institutions such as DBS Bank, Grab, and Singtel in Singapore. So tell us about these key collaborations. It's very exciting news for you.
Sure. So as I said before, the network we are building is a product. So we are building this connectivity. Now, once you have multiple connectivities built, there is a set of different companies who can use the network. So if we take the example of an M-Pesa in Kenya, M-Pesa is a very, very successful mobile money account in Kenya. Multi-million users used for day-to-day payments, saving accounts, bank accounts, etc. But if a Kenyan wants to pay somebody abroad, being it a company or being it an individual, it stops because it's only linked to that single country. So if that M-Pesa is now connected to the Toons network, automatically everybody else on the Toons network, potentially they can push or pull money into it. So see it as an international network for these payment instruments.
Peter, do you have any interesting collaborations coming up that you can share with us?
We just announced a deal with Getz here in Singapore. They are basically organizing all the ports, and they have different ports in different countries. We partner with them to do payments for them. So they basically, our network again, you can see it like a mass transport. You can push a huge amount of money into the network, and then we will do small disbursements. It's a similar concept as we have with Grab. So we do the payout of the Grab drivers. There will be a massive messaging into the system, and then the individual Grab driver can instantly take the money out of his wallet.
And how big a breakthrough was getting the regulatory approval from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, for payment services? What was the process like? How long did it take? And what sort of hoops did you have to jump through to get that approval?
Sure. So the process as such is, as every other company, there's a lot of work to be done on process procedures you need to put in place in the company. Obviously, we had a license in the UK before, so we could reuse a lot of that work. But you need to see it like it's not just like applying for a driving license. You need to have your company well-structured, first of all, legally. You need to have the documentation in place to process money off third parties. You need to have the process and procedure in place. Things like if you sign up a contract with a company or with an individual, you need to do KYC, same as you go to a bank and you open a bank account. We need to do that also with our customers. We need to do any money laundering checks. We need to do sanction list screening checks. So all these systems and processes and procedures we have to put in place. And then you can apply. Usually I don't think there is a standard timeline that you get the license. For us, it took around 5-6 months to get it over the line. It's a big achievement.
What's Toons' take, by the way, on Singapore's digital banks licenses?
So for us, it's a good initiative. As I said before, we are building members for our network. Everybody who gets that financial license here in Singapore, obviously they will be focusing on Singaporeans to equip them with saving accounts, bank accounts and products. What we will bring them is obviously these parties can connect to our network and then they can allow their customers or companies to transact with foreign companies or foreign customers. So we will help them to move money across borders.
Well, it's certainly very, very much hotting up. It's in the headlines today. We've had a third bidder and it only gets more and more interesting. So I'm sure we're going to be watching this space.
Sure, sure. Yeah, for us, it's a nice extra element because obviously we work already with banks, but here it's our fintech companies usually who will bid for it. And we will provide them technology to easily move money into other countries for their customers.
So more potential clients and businesses.
Indeed, correct.
Recently, you bagged $10 million in Series A funds. Who were your investors and what did you have to do to get such a big investment?
Sure. So we originally, Tunes comes from a previous company. So we are a spin-off of another company. So the company was always funded by the mother organization called DT1.
You had a different name before, didn't you?
Yeah, it was called Transfer2. And actually, that's the reason why the spin-off, we changed name. So Tunes as a product and as a platform exists about 3 years. And it was always funded by the profitable mother organization. We wanted to give it its own life because we think it's another product. It's another, I would say, proposition. So we decided to attract outside investors. So GGV Capital invested $10 million US about a year ago. We agreed with them. And the idea for us was to raise this amount to speed up the growth. Obviously, we are a tech company, so we need to build tech. But the technology is built by people. So we need to attract the right talent and hire the right people to build where we want to grow in.
And I think it's interesting what you said earlier about how people look at Asia and they think, yes, that's Asia, but you mentioned how different and how complex this continent is comparing it to Africa. And that, I guess, is part of the challenge that you have, but it's also part of the reward.
Correct. So coming from Belgium, it's a very small country. We speak three languages. I'm not going to start about the political system in Belgium, but it's a very complex environment for a very small country. We are very much trained on looking directly across borders. So I think Singapore, to an extent, is very well positioned here. It's a very modern infrastructure, a very educated regulator around fintech. So for us, it's a great spot to be. Looking then across, we need to understand that Malaysians are completely different people than Philippines, and that they behave differently as a consumer and how they want to pay and where they pay and what they want to buy overseas, etc., and how they buy overseas. So all these elements we need to take into account. But it's the same for Africa. It's like looking at the culture, looking at how they pay, what is the cash penetration compared to electronic payments penetration. So these are the elements which play for us.
I'm quite curious about the culture of sort of payments culture. You talked quite a bit about how you have exposure in Africa. When you look at Africa and you compare it to your experience in Asia, what are some of the most interesting contrasts?
I think Africa is still way more cash-driven. Africa is multiple countries. So if you look at Kenya, it's a very developed country electronic payment-wise, I'm speaking, or South Africa. If you go to sub-Saharan African countries, it's still very cash. And even people don't have cash. They don't have money to do things. So these elements, you need to almost look country per country. It's unfair to compare regions. What we see is that Southeast Asia is for me currently the new hype for a lot of investors. It attracts a lot of investors. We see also a lot of, I would say, young people who went overseas to study in the US or in China and coming back into the countries, and they really want to fix their country. Look at Indonesia, look at Malaysia, Thailand. And they want to put that infrastructure in place. They are building on helping their own country getting up.
And what do you think, looking ahead for you, what would be the ideal scenario, say, in 5 years' times with Tunes? You know, where would you like to be at that time?
So my view would be if we look at all these instruments for payments that exist, being it a bank, being it a mobile money account, a wallet provider, in all these countries, we talk about thousands of different companies. If we can play a role by interconnecting them all, that easily you can move money between them, even in if it's a domestic country, that would be really cool to do. Because we know behind these countries, if you look, we see Grab as one, but we all know Grab has multi-millions of users. We see M-Pesa as one, but they have multi-millions of consumers. So if we can help these companies to allow their customers to transact and transfer money across borders very easily, I think we achieved our mission.
Who would you say, or which company would you say would be your greatest competitor?
So currently, that's the biggest challenge I have, because people like to use comparisons and they want to see who is your competitor. And to be fair, we didn't really see a competitor yet building that infrastructure network. You can look at companies who are doing switching in the Western worlds, like SWIFT, for example. They interconnect banks, but then it's only banks. So we are focused on this mobile money accounts, wallets, etc. So that's my hardest part of the job, is to say, who am I? What am I exactly doing? Yeah. And to who do you compare?
And yeah, and how am I different? Because Correct. That's always the big question.
Correct.
Yeah. Especially when it comes
Correct.
To payments.
Correct. So that's a challenge I have. There's not really competition yet, which is great, because and this is also the reason why we wanted to raise extra fuel to grow, because we believe if we are fast enough now to build that infrastructure, it's usually the same like an MRT system. Once your tunnel is there and the trains are riding, there's not another tunnel who can get digged in and start having trains.
I love that comparison to the MRT system. We'd like to thank Peter de Kalouwe, the executive chairman of Toons, originally from Belgium, headquartered here in Singapore, and getting that regulatory approval from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, for payment services. Thanks a lot for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.